Mark Hagen of the town of Oregon wants to shift careers from the insurance industry to a position in renewable energy. But he says those jobs aren't easy to find.
There was a consolidated list. Certainly, I would like to know where it's at. My experience has been that postings such as the Microsoft Network, Monster, there's Indeed and a couple other sites, some companies post there, some do not. Otherwise, I spend probably an hour and a half per night looking at each site that I have bookmarked.
So Hagen decided to help create a resource, and he now shares the jobs he digs up online at WisconsinEnergyConnection.com. He's hoping the site will grow as the renewable energy field expands. Terry Parker, executive director of the Midwest Renewable Energy Association, agrees there's definitely a lack of information for people seeking green careers.
At this point, I think a lot of people are confused. There's been a lot of talk about stimulus money and what that's going to mean. And right at the moment, we don't have a whole lot of hard facts behind any of that as far as where it's really going to go. So we wind up telling people to just keep their eyes on the web and, you know, be patient. And these details are going to come out, but they're just not there yet.
And Judy Ziwax of the state's Office of Energy Independence says it will take time for green jobs to emerge as the federal money rolls in. She says some of the first to be created will be from the $140 million in stimulus cash for low-income weatherization. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.